Welcome back to Mishnah Yomi and the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. This past week for Parshas VaYikra, starting a new Sefer, we did, starting from last Shabbos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, all the way through this Friday, Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav as well. And I want to look back at the two Mishnahs, actually, that we did last Shabbos. So that's, again, Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. We'll start with that one. So we have over here, again, this discussion of Demai, and we don't know, and can we trust that Meiser was taken off of something? So this case over here is Hanosin Lachamoso, that somebody gives food, produce, to his mother-in-law, Ma'aser Es Shehu Nosin La, that he's going to take off Meiser, he has an obligation to take off Meiser of that which he gives to her. Why? Because we have to assume that we have to suspect that she's actually going to switch whatever's bad and trade it in for her own food, and I guess she won't tell us. She's concerned over here that she wants things to be good for her daughter, and she is also embarrassed of her from her son-in-law if she gives bad food. So she's going to, you know, have this response. And we have a similar Mishnah earlier in last week where people will do such a thing. Maybe actually it's for the worse end, that they're, you know, going to give the raw end of the deal and they switch around food. But over here, it seems like this mother-in-law is well-intentioned, right? She wants to do the right thing for her daughter and not embarrass herself. But the truth is that she's making a whole mess of things, because in general she's not careful with, she's an Ama Aretz. She's not careful about taking off Maiseros in general, and we can't trust her. And I guess even if we ask her, it might be something that we can't trust her about. So even though she seems to, you know, want to do the right thing, but she's actually doing the wrong thing. And it might sound like a little bit of a crazy situation, you know, like someone who's, you know, seemingly well intentioned, but they're clearly doing things wrong. But that's actually something we see in Rashi in this week's parsha. It's actually the second pasuk of the parsha, Perek Aleph Mishnah pasuk Beis, that it's Adam Ki Akriv. So the pasuk says that a man Ki Akriv Mikan, when he brings a korban. But the lashon Adam is strange. The more common term that the Torah will use for such a commandment is Ish, and it also means man. But the term Adam, what's that coming to do? So Chazal are all over that term, and they say it refers back to Adam HaRishon, right? That's why it's not called Ish here, it's called Adam, because it's an allusion to Adam HaRishon. In what way? So there are many different explanations that we can give, but the one Rashi gives, quoting the Midrash of Vayikra Rabbah, is just like Adam HaRishon did not bring from Gezel, right? Why? Shehakol hayashalo, because everything belonged to him. So for sure, he could not have given anything that was stolen. Af aten lo sakrivu min hagezel. Also, when you bring karbanos, make sure it's not from stolen animals or stolen anything. Now, this really makes me think of a question. Well, hold on. Why, if I'm bringing a korban, why would I do it from stolen animals? I'm trying to connect to Hashem. Why would I do it through theft? But the answer is that, you know, sometimes we indeed do such things that we justify bad things by the mitzvahs that we're doing at the same time. We have a mitzvah babi avera. There's such a concept that people will, even when they're trying to do good, they're going to be doing bad in the process. And sometimes people care about one part more than the other, and that's definitely unacceptable. That inconsistency and hypocrisy and just stam doing an avera is unacceptable when it comes to the karbanos, the avoda of the mishkan, the base of mikdash. That cannot be. Now I want to just refer to one more mishnah in Perek. There's also from this past Shabbos. There was a mishnah about Shabbos that we did on Shabbos, Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. And over here it says that if somebody took, so now if someone finds himself on Shabbos and he wants to know where Meister's taken off on Shabbos. You're not allowed to take off Meister. It's an Isser Derban to take off Meister on Shabbos. So therefore, if you have food that you know is untithed in front of you, you know it's Tevel, you are not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. However, over here, it might have been tithed. It's Demai, we don't know. And if you ask the Am Haaretz, and he says, yeah, don't worry, it was tithed. So in general, we don't trust an Am Haaretz. But over here, in this case on Shabbos, we will. Why is that? So there are a couple possibilities you might suggest, but the suggestion of Rav Yehuda Bar Tanura is really incredible. He says because of there's the Emas Shabbos alav, that there's the fear and reverence of Shabbos upon the Am Haaretz, that he is less likely to lie because of the awe of Shabbos. And therefore, a person has extra nemanos on Shabbos. It's such a beautiful concept. And there are questions on this approach, but it's such a beautiful concept, and it's, I think, it really rings true. Shabbos is something that's supposed to make us think, wow, there's an extra awe. Hashem's presence is here. I need to act properly. Even if generally I don't, here on Shabbos, it's different. And the truth is, it must be the same way in not just commonly explained is Shabbos is in time with the Beis HaMikdash, what the Mishkan are in space. So when you're in the Beis HaMikdash, when you're in the Mishkan, when you're involved in the Avoda, that should be the same thing as Shabbos. Just like there's an Emas Shabbos that makes a person have more nemanus because he steps up his game and he acts more appropriately. So in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, when you're doing the Avoda, anything regarding Karbanos, also has to be the same way. There has to be Emas Beis HaMikdash, Emas Mishkan, Emas HaAvoda that will bring you up to the standard you're supposed to be on. That, of course, you're not going to bring carbon from Gezel. Of course not. Because that's completely inconsistent. And when you have the Emas HaKadosh Baruch Hu on you, because you're in the Mishkan, because you're doing the Avoda, that'll change everything. So what we see in Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav is the lack of proper prioritizing and putting, only certain things in front, but really not thinking about in general what Hashem wants from you. We see the opposite of that, that even the Am Haaretz on Shabbos, he is, we don't usually trust him, but he's raised up to a level of Nemanos, and, these two opposites, we see we're being urged in Rashi, in the Midrash, in this week's Parsha, we're being urged to follow the latter case, to say, no, I'm not going to be inconsistent. No, I'm not going to bring a carbon from Gezel. Rather, the Emas HaMikdash is on me, the Emas HaAvoda is on me, and even if in general I'm the type of person who would steal, I'm not going to steal when it comes to something as holy as Karbanos. Have a beautiful Shabbos, and we should be able to experience the Emas of Shabbos, and as well as the Oneg Shabbos, and we should be zecha to another beautiful week of learning Mishnayos together.